Shin Chav Ches Sif Yudalad. Haya Chela Sheish Besakana Tzarech Basar. So this Chela, who was in, has a life-threatening illness, and the doctors say that he needs meat. So Shechlim Loi, the lawyer Rinan, Rinan Rinan Nachilen and the Vela. So we could take an animal which is dead, not be Mechel Shabbos, and give him the Vela, which, and Bekuch Nefesh is Doicha, the Easter of the Torah, so he's allowed to eat the Vela, or we could Shech through him, and now he's not eating over any Easter with the meat that he's eating, but he was Mechel Shabbos by Shechting, Shechting the animal. So we look as we shecht it, then we don't give him the Vela. Mishnah Berurah is going to bring multiple explanations why this is true. But Avlim Hoya Achel Tzarech Lechila La'alter, if the doctor said he has to eat immediately, V'hanevela Muchenes Miyad V'hashchita Misacheres Loi, that the Vela is immediately available and the Shchita is going to take some time to process. So Machilan Oisoy Hanevela, we give him the Nevela to eat. So Katan Lamates Shechtim Loi. There are many explanations why we do shechita as opposed to giving him the nevela to eat. So Shabbos, the halacha is hutra. So there's no issur at all of shechting on Shabbos for the purpose of pikuch nefesh. So since shechting is not an avera, so why should we give him an item which batim is also to eat, as opposed to shechting and giving him an item which is mutter to eat? So what do you say? Well, there's an avera in shechting. There's no avera in shechting. So if there's no avera in shechting, it would make sense to give him the item which is mutter to eat. Okay. Our harbor shan of kosher the Shabbos rak tchuyehi, but the many rishonim disagree, and we don't say hutcher, we say tchuyeh. And the Shartzian brings the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ran. So it's Techuya, which means if we have another option, we can't use it. If you hold Hutra, that Shabbos is Hutra by Pekuch Nefesh. So even though we might have a better option, but what you're doing is valid, it's fine. But if it's Techuya, you're Mechuyev to find a better option. Well, maybe giving him the Nevela is the better option. So what? Why are we shechting as opposed to giving him the nevela? El hatam hu d'shema yirkotz bechilas nevela b'lo yechol b'yistakit. We're afraid that he will, even though halachically he's allowed to eat nevela, but he will find the idea of eating nevela repulsive, and that's going to affect his appetite, and he won't eat. And that's
he
going
to... Tell him it's nevela?
In case he knows. We don't tell him. So that's the second explanation. The Ran says the third explanation. The Benavela overall called Kazayas Mimena, Bechomer Miyisr Lav de Shabbos. So now, the question really is, we have a rule by Isurim of Machilin Asur Hakal Kal Kodem. We give him the if possible, if we have multiple options, we give him the lesser Isur first. So nevela, which is only a lav, is much less of an isser than shechting, which is a chiyuv skila. So it comes around and says that that's not true, because by shechita we shecht, we do one mice of shechita, even though it's a chiyuv chorus, but it's one mice and it's done. Nevela, each kazayis and nevela is a separate isser. So multiple isurim of a lav is more chomer than one time being over a lav sheish b'chorus. He brings another explanation which Mr. Bird doesn't mention. I don't remember it offhand. If he's a bavari mutav laver lahoshel isad rabbanim mishachal shabbos b'isur skila. So if I have an isad rabbanim as an option, definitely we want to do that before we do an isur skila. So he says the issue of that he's going to will find repulsive and therefore he might not eat and therefore we're endangering his life. He says no, it's fine. So if that's the explanation, so in this situation we wouldn't shecht through him. If we say the other explanations, then we would. So what, how do we judge this in regards to this issue? Do we shecht and say no? Assuming that there's no time issue, and we have time to wait a little bit, and we have an option of shechting, taking away this avisa of every kazayas. So that's the issue. So that if that's true, so we should shecht. If the issue is because we're afraid he's going to be caught, he says he's not going to be caught. Caught meaning being repulsed by it. The whole argument is that there's multiple, there's more various mitzvah d'achila. So the katan's doing the achila, the adult is doing the shechita. So yes, we would, if that's the only way we can save his life, the adult will do the shechita. But if we have an option of the katan eating the isser himself, or the adult doing the shechita, we should let the katan do the isser, which anyway he says he's willing to do.
Even if it's hutra,
yeah. But I'm not sure about that. But he's arguing that there's enough other stadim that that's what you should do. Kasim goes Mordechai. In Tzarech Latiach Yayin Abur Chayla. So we have the option of using a goy is not going to be an option because you have a problem with Yayin. The wine will become usher through the actions of the goy. So Yamala Yisrael B'Yachem Eina Yehudi. So the Jew puts the wine in, so that mitzvah, the original act of touching the wine is only touched by a Jew, and the goy turns on the fire. So the goy has not made the wine osur. The mother she is not a yarn, she is chalo Shabbos. Making the wine osur is still better than chalo Shabbos. It's Vodazar versus Shabbos. Vodazar is more chomer. No. But Tom, I'm a Dakimashi Shakosim. Kimashisir, Stam Yenem, and Elamir Abonon. We're talking about Stam Yenem over here. He's not talking about the wine which we know that he's pouring down in front of his Vodazar. Because Allah said, Yain, which a goy touched. That's known as Stam Yenem. So that's the Rabbanan. We got Misurikal. And besides being the Rabbanan, there are certain kulas which are found in it, so we treat it as a less chomer type of Isur. Benechel Akotzba. And in general, we're assuming that the Chel is not necessarily repulsed by it, it's wine. So therefore, Lodomin Nevela. It doesn't have the same, we don't think people have the same reaction to it as Nevela. And we don't have the same halachic issues as we have in Nevela. And therefore, the kach mutav she yachim and Yehudi whom is the fun of. Well, yish ayirei zeh v'chanabas if you beis b'agoa. So we have an option of having a goy heated, which would, in a way which the goy is available immediately. He's mezuman, and there's no time lapse. We should use that option. To the kaimel amir deh simen kuchof hey. There's a way to prevent this issue of Yayin Nesach coming upon it by having the Jew watch over it if it's open. So we have an Eitzah how to have the Goy do it without getting any Yisr at all. Have a Jew watch it. The same argument we have in Avela that the person will be afraid he might be cut, but over here we have the same type of argument. Even though it's an Isidra Bonon, so doing multiple, maybe we have the argument that multiple the V.I.s. So maybe the different arguments why it would be relevant.
Where in the V.I.s.?
Reviyos.
Reviyos. Revis.
Okay. Tesvav. Amaduhu. They estimated Pirush. He's bundled by Machlosa Bishiru. They examined him, and they estimated Haroifim Shitzorach Gregoris Gregoris Achas. He needs to eat one Gregoris, one fig. Veratzu Asar Reviyu Loi Kolechad Gregoris. So 10 people ran to get him a Gregoris. Each one not being necessarily cognizant of the other ones, he said, "Oh, he needs." They ran and got. So Kulam Paturim. Even though the first person who got to him and gave it to him, it made him recover, but everybody's action was done for the purpose of Bikul Nefesh, which is a mitzvah. Mem, Vratza Asara, Shekolechel Chosha Shu Yaktim, each one assumed that he's going to be, you know, he's going to be able to do this. So, Vayim Ve'alocha, the case, there was a malach involved. Either they carried it to Rosh Hashanah, or they had to detach it on Shabbos from its place of growth, which is the malach of Kotzer. So I feel Hebrew Rishon appears to be loy bezeach. They ended up coming in one after the other. And the first one that he ate, Karolcha Mimasha Hebrew Loy Rishon Behivri, he recovered based on the food brought to him by the first person. Now the next day he walks in and he says, "I have food for you." He says, "Well, I don't need it anymore." And again and again. They did the right thing. They thought they were a kulam quicker, and therefore they could have better potential of saving the person's life. So that's the right thing to do. So here we have an act which then they wasn't to thought and cautious at all. But since the person's intent was in the shape of the Tos Nefashos, so that is going to be mutter. The question which comes up is all the way around. Not exactly. No, this is not exactly in the gallows. But let's say you have a situation where you have a non-frum doctor who would drive in Shabbos anyway, not for the purpose of sakana, atzol tefashos. And then you ask him to drive. Do we say, now he's driving for atzol tefashos, so that's mutter for him? Or just since he's driving either way, so the fact that right now it's atzol tefashos doesn't make the mice of mutter, because he would be driving anyway. So I would trust you in calling a frum doctor. And a non-frum doctor, I could argue that the frum doctor is much better in halacha because he's clearly doing it l'shem the mitzvah, not for any other purpose. And this person is not. So now, the argument against that is, even though he would drive otherwise, but right now he's driving for the purpose of saving a life. So this might is mutter. But apparently Rabbi Yashiv held you should not call a non-frum doctor under those circumstances because you're being machshel him in driving. Because since he would drive anyway, so that now when he's driving L'Shem Atzol, doesn't have a shame L'Shem Atzol, according to Rabbi Yashiv. It's called an act of driving, because Atzol by him is L'Malav L'Merit. He's not deciding to do the action because of that Atzol. So he holds it a problem. Pashas and Svar, that's a very big Kiddush. Pashas and Svar, it would not be correct. Now that he is driving for the purpose of having a life, you're right. He's going to drop the guy off, and then, you know, a few hours later, he'll go back, you know, drive wherever. But right now, this act of driving to the hospital to save a life was a mitzvah in the Torah. So he wasn't mechayv on the shei mitzvah.
Right, okay. Rav Moshe argues against that Torah. He says that it's fine.
Right, which is saying that which is the pashtus. Same, but this idea that it's the flip side of this case over here,
right,
where there's no atzol involved, but that was his intent. And this is a case there wasn't atzol involved, but there was no. There is, like, he's saying you're minimizing your intent in a lava. It's a bit of a chiddush. Pashas and not like that. Okay. Tezayin. famous case, Gemara in Menachos. Amadu l'shtei gregers. The doctor said he needs to eat two figs to recover, get out of danger. Amadu l'shtei gregers b'shnei uksin b'sholosh b'okez echad. So there's no detached gregers available. One branch, there are three gregers, and two other branches, there's one each. So you can tear off branch A and branch B and get one each, or you can tear off branch C and get three in one shot. So it's one maisa, but he's ends up he's being marbed b'shur, he's adding extra things, he has no need to cut. So what's better? Do we say two maisim not ending up with extra results, or one maisa with extra results? What's better? So he has shnei gergers b'shnei uksin or b'sholosh b'ukas echad. An ukas is like the point where it's attached to the tree. So karsim ha'ukas sheish b'sholosh. We say that one action of cutting is better than two actions of cutting, even though the result you're getting is a ribi b'shur. But if the scenario was different, where we have two different branches, one has two, one has three, and he only needs two, so then we cannot say, well, you just told me that, you know, three is the same thing as two, so I'll cut the one which has three. But you can't do that.
There's a branch that has two, and there's a branch that has three.
In a scenario with a new scenario now, one branch has two figs on it, one branch has three figs on it. So I just told you in this previous scenario, it's better to cut the branch with three figs, even though I only need two. But now I have one which one branch has two, one branch has three. So I said, well, you know, three is good as two. So I can cut wherever I want. No, you have to cut the one which is two. This is all talking about that there's time. There's no time. Trying to figure out exactly how, you know, it's the doctor says it's immediate need at the time of the essence. You don't start looking for less figs, more figs, etc. Okay. So we cut the one, in the case where we have two gregarious, each one on one ukitz, and one ukitz which has three, she cut the one which has three. Because there's less acts of chilul Shabbos. The only cutting is here once. Only cutting the fig once. But if you have two branches, one has three and one has two, so you can't cut the one which has three, you have to cut the one which has two. So the Mishra Layukasu Ella. The Riba Bishura Shlod Tzarek is also, because this is the case of Riba Bishura, that he's doing the same amount of malacha on a larger amount of material. So he's cutting off one, either he's going to cut off two figs, or he's going to cut off in one mice or three figs. So the mice is the same, but the shear that it's accomplishing is different. That's called Riba Bishura. So Bishura Shlod Tzarek is also. So I can't say, well, you know, two and three are the same, I might as well cut the one which is three. No, because you end up, Riba Bishurim is considered some element of expanding the malacha, not compared to an actual act of malacha. It's much less than that, but in the world of not actual acts, just the idea of, you know, in other words, it's not a separate action. Either way, it's the same action, but the fact that it's being done, the malacha of kaitzer is being done in more shear, it's also us.
Does this relate to the kiskis? So in addition to the haksala, you also have kavan of some benefit you're going to get personally? It's a different kind of rivli.
This is not a different type of rivli. There is partial assumption in the Quran, but there's not a sushtel. There's a place. The same from the Chofetz Chaim called Machne Yisrael. So Machne Yisrael, it was what he wrote to address people who weren't conscripted into the army, you know, and obviously he was relying on many different kulas, etc. So he deals with the following scenario in a footnote of a soldier who has to carry a certain amount of items
in his backpack because of the mitama of the army, which means if he doesn't carry them, that's court martialing him being killed, etc. And he wants to throw into the backpack while he's at it his tefillin and his and money. So having money is very important for the soldier. This way, he can bribe himself out of different situations. He has money, he can, you know, be my averis, etc. But he's carrying extra on Shabbos, so it's a case of Rebbe Bashurim. And it's a one act of Hutzah because it's all contained in the same container. We hold Igud Kli Shmei Igud. So if it's in one container, it's like one Maisa, but it's a greater Maisa of Hutzah. There's more items there. So there's items of Hetzah because of Pikuach Nefesh, and there's items which are not Mutter. So you're allowed to do it. So he's Mater. You know, obviously, it's Shasat Chak. And he relies on this argument that once you're doing a Maisa Heter, the fact that you're being Mechavim for Maisa Isser at the same time is not a problem. Because obviously, if you're putting extra things in, you're being Mechavim for itself for both. So we'll argue based on that idea of the Rashba and those Shitas that is of that once you have a Maisa, which is Maisa Heter, be Mechavim for Isser, it doesn't make it Osir. So he shows it soon to the Sugya of, not the Sugya of Rebbe Bashurim, he shows it to the Sugya of Kavana. Because he shows that at Rash. The part of the problem, he's sort of saying, like, Rebbe Bashurim, Mikir Din is not a problem. The only problem is the Kabbalah. So he does see the Shuf Tzad Tzu Sugyas. I do want to point out that Mishnah Berurah himself passes not in a situation like that, not like that.
He does what, the two Sugyas?
It's possible with Sudan Sugyas. The Sugya of Rebbe Bashurim, the Sugya of Kabbalah, and a Maisa Heter with Kabbalah's Isser are two different Sugyas.
But why are they two different Sugyas? I mean, essentially, when you do Bashurim, you have Kabbalah for the part that you need for Lakshala, his mother, and for the part, the additional part.
The problem is that the problem is that Rebbe Bashurim, the Pshat is that the Maisa is being. Halacha says that we look at a Maisa of Shabbos, let's talk about Shabbos for now. There are two actions in a Maisa of Shabbos. There is the action, and there's the result. So when I am Kaitzer, the branch, I'm cutting it off over here. But I'm not. My goal is not the wood. My goal is the gurgers. That's the action being done on the gurgers. That's what the purpose of the whole Ksira is. There, the act of Kaitzer is being played out in multiple gurgers. So it's not called I did one Maisa of Kaitzer. I did one Maisa of Kaitzer of a larger amount. That's not a kavanah issue. That's a definitional issue in how we define Malacha Shabbos. So whether kavanah is also or mutter is irrelevant. Yeah, kavanah might make it worse. If you hold kavanah is a problem, that makes it worse. But let's say even kavanah is mutter, but the still case could still be also because this is not a kavanah issue. This is a Rebbe Bashurim issue. That's what I'm saying. Now, this is beyond that issue. But he lumps it together, which is fascinating to me. Pashas. I'm doing a hutzah on 1 pound, doing a hutzah on 2 pounds. A hutzah on 2 pounds is not the same hutzah as a hutzah on 1 pound. The case of the Rashi, the exact same maisa, but there's nothing different at all in the maisa, but I'm having two kabbonas as opposed to one kabbon. There's a, I mentioned this morning in the share, gave a share this morning on motion sensors. So I mentioned there's a machlokas between the Avos Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim and the Sefer Avos Chesed, and the Nesivos. So one of the things he deals with, obviously, he deals with the lochas of havoah. He deals with the lochas of the issur of taking an avoit, going into the house to take an avoit. You can't go into the house to take the person's payments from him. He has to bring it out to you. That's only an issur by havoah, not by pikadon. So not only pikadon is an item. So by definition, it's not like an avoit. Right? But there's a case in the halacha which is a pikadon of money. An iska, when I go into business with you, it's the stamet, it's palgam of a palgam bikadon, which means I give you $100,000 in rest. My arrangement is $50,000 is a loan to you, which means you owe me the money, whether the business tanks or not is irrelevant, you owe me the money because you'll borrow money from me. And $50,000 is an investment I'm putting into the bank, putting into the business, and if it tanks, it's my problem. Well, so I make an arrangement like this. I'm putting $100,000 in. $50,000 is halva. $50,000 is the more calls it to be caught. Because you can't use it for anything else other than investing, but you spend it. So it's different than the regular be caught. Now you owe me the money. You owe me at the end of the 2 years. The business didn't tank. I said, my arrangement was I want the money back after 2 years. After 2 years, we're going to dissolve the partnership. You'll pay me back the loan and my part, and you'll take over the business. So in the 2 years I come and you don't have the money. So I want to go to a house and take an avoid. There's no taking an avoid for pikadon. There's no shear how big the avoid has to be. You can take an avoid which is larger than the amount of the pikadon. So I walk in and you have this gorgeous Rembrandt, which is worth $100,000. I say, great, I'll take it. I'll have Kavanah for both. I want to take it for the Pigodin. And I want to come under for the Halva also. So the Nesiba says, it's Mutter. Because once I'm allowed to take that item beside the Bikodin part, the Fatah Mechavon, the Shame, the Halva part doesn't make it also. The Abbas Chesed argues. And he brings Raya's that that's not true. Even though the Mice is Betzim Mutter, once you're Mechavon for the other part, it becomes also. And what we're discussing before is only by Bikuch Nefesh. Bikuch Nefesh is such a compelling definition of the Maisa that Kavana doesn't play a role. But not anywhere else. So it's not automatic. Let's just finish up Mishnah Berurah. Lichus el Rebbe Rishir Shlom the Torah Chazas. We can't hear a poshut. Do it in Linyan Shar Malachus. Get Bishul Kedami. If you leave, who can hear Achas? Also the Bashal Asas Peir Shar Malachus. Rock Match the Torah Achsha Betzimtzu. We read all about him. I'm not the Mekach. He'll come in. I mean, obviously, you don't know how much. You know, you can't start making cheshbonos to take too much time. But you try and do the amount which is necessary, not more, because you're cooking more. Even though it's only one mice. So that's awesome. Okay.